Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Okay, so tell me what your question is and how I can help you.
So for example, this patient that I asked for, so he has Social Security income deposited into the PSCU account. So he has a debit card, the Social Security income goes straight to that. He says that he didn't have any account before. So you told me that I still have to verify that he's not married and they don't have an account. But is this considered as a bank account, this Social Security income that comes into this debit card from the credit union?
So who's the debit card with? How does he have one?
So it's from the Pennsylvania, the S, I'm not sure what stands for, credit union. So it's from the Social
Okay.
Security Administration. I guess they
I
have like
understand.
the credit union. They can manage
Okay.
the money through the card.
Okay.
According to Google, it's considered as a bank account, but I'm not sure like if the county needs like a 5-year loan that's waiting for that, or I've
Okay,
just
how
seen
long has he
credit.
had the Social Security for? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so that's one of the things you want to find out. In addition to that, the county usually requests financial statements. You're calling about the financial statements, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the financial statements they request right now from 2020 to present. So you have to find out between 2020 and now if he ever had a bank account. It's hard to believe most times they usually had a bank account because how do you live without without a bank, you know? So they usually did have one.
Okay.
Now you want to also tell them even if your bank even if you closed your account with that bank, still ask them. Because I recently had a patient and they closed their bank account 2 years ago, but I was still able to call into the bank with her and request statements. So even if the account is closed, it's still something that we can utilize. Now, in regards to the card, I shouldn't. I think you would need statements. I've never done this, but. I'm trying to think. If you can find out his department, it's the county department that provided the Social Security, right?
It's a federal thing. I mean, the Social Security is like a federal.
Federal, right? Federal. Who does he reach out to? Okay. Who does he reach out to? When he has a problem with his Social Security, I'm sorry, I'm like busy with some.
I think he reaches out to this PSCU, so he has a number for this.
Okay, so what I would do with him is I would call in with him, get him on the line, call him with him, and say something around the lines like, "Hi, I'm calling in with the participant. We just want to know if there are statements available from when he started receiving Social Security, and if that's something that." Doesn't happen or any like it's something that they never heard of. It sounds like they don't have it. That's fine. But you just want to cross it out and make sure that there is no statement. Did you check online if it's something that Social Security? Let me see something. Let me just see something. What have you done so far in regards to getting their financial statements?
I asked them to. I first didn't know that it's coming in. I thought he has a bank account. So he called in. They said that if he needs 5 years of look back statements, then he would need to pay a fee.
Right,
So
that usually sometimes happens.
yeah. So what I asked him, but today I called him and he confirmed that he don't have any bank account. He doesn't have right now any bank accounts and he never has.
What was that about saying that he's going to have a fee? If he never had a
I
bank
don't
account,
know.
then he's never
No,
going to have a fee.
maybe, yeah, but maybe he called in for this, the credit union to ask for statements looking back. They have statements and maybe they ask for a fee. I'm not sure.
One second, one second. Hello? Correct. Yes. Okay, I'm on the line, the other line. So yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry? Oh, I'll tell you what there is a yeah, because when patients call me, it doesn't matter if I'm on the phone or not, their calls usually sometimes don't come in. It goes straight to voicemail. Maybe that's what he was talking about. I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know, I don't even know what this is about. Judah just... I don't know what it is that's the problem. I'm telling you straight up. Do you want to see the note that Judah left for you? Because I don't know. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm so sorry about that. So he said that he didn't have any of the accounts open or anything, right?
Correct.
Okay. Did you see something? Okay. I'm just looking here. I'm sure you looked this up already. I'm also looking it up. Okay. Have you tried to call into this place with him?
No, I didn't try yet, but I guess I'll try because it seems to be treated as a thing. So if it's treated as a thing, then I probably need the statements for it. That's what I'm guessing.
I'll tell you what usually happens. The reason why I'm hesitant about it, because when we see a Social Security on bank statements that come in regularly, what happens is the only thing that we request for that is an award letter. Okay? So does he have an award letter from when he started getting the statements?
He sent me something. I guess it's an award letter. This is what he sent me.
Yes, hello? Okay, I'm going to explain it again. I don't know. Well, there's no problem, but what I have noticed is from what the patients have told me is that they try calling and it goes straight to voicemail. That's. I don't know what the problem is. I don't know why Judah made a tag. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. I don't have a problem here. I mean, I'm on the call and I answer the other call. I don't know what the problem is. But it never happened. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It doesn't. Do you want to talk to Judah and ask him what's going on then? I don't know. Okay, one second. Okay, so here's what I would do if I were in your shoes, okay? I would try and get that award letter, okay?
Is that an award letter?
You sent me something?
Yeah, a Slack.
A Slack, let me see. Looking at it. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, so... Yeah. Okay. Okay. And he, when he, again, I'm going to ask you this just so I'm clear. When you asked him for a bank account, he says he doesn't have one. He's getting it through a debit card that they gave
Yes.
him.
Yes, this is a part of the Social Security Administration, something like that.
Does he get any other sort of deposits into that debit card?
No, it's just for Social Security. The whole
just
account.
Social Security.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, so for him to get statements, he would have to call into Philadelphia, PA.
Why Philadelphia, PA?
Because they're the ones that they're part of the Social Security Administration. See, it says on top, and then Social Security Administration, then it says from Philadelphia, PA. And his care manager, Tamika Michelle Dover, is the one who's taking care of this.
This is his name. His name is Tamika Dover.
Oh, his name is Tamika Dover. Okay.
And you said that that they need statements, that they probably need 5 years of statements regarding this account that they have.
Yes and no, because if he didn't have a bank account and you're sure, 100% sure that he didn't have a bank account, then all you could do is submit a grievance letter. A grievance letter, you know what that is?
Yeah, they say that they closed an account or they don't have anything.
Yeah, so basically it's a professional letter written stating why they couldn't submit whatever it is that they were requesting. So what he can do is submit a proper grievance letter. What he could do is submit a proper grievance letter stating why he couldn't submit what he couldn't submit.
Okay.
I'm not sure if I helped you out, but I never had this before.
You helped me. I'll just double check on that specific, account, but.
I never.
It's for sure that you say that if someone is married, then they need also their accounts. And
so do you know that list of?
If she has, then he needs a grievance letter.
Right. So did you read down the financial information list that we received?
No.
Do you know what it is? Okay. Let me see if I can send it to you. I'm going to forward you something. This is a financial letter. What's your email?
nwinkler@passioncare.com.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to attach something called financial information. I sent it to you right now. Now, that's the list that the county uses to send to the patient. And that whole list is what the county needs.
Okay.
Now,
but
sometimes a lot of things on those lists don't apply to them. Like sometimes they don't own a car. They don't have a burial agreement. They don't have 5-year look back, all those. So when they don't have the things on the list, you could submit something called a grievance letter, or it's called a hardship letter. They could submit it. You can help them write it. I could send you a template. Basically, it's something that states why they couldn't fill it out.
Okay, makes sense.
Listen, it's a lot of information.
I'll go it over, I guess, when I have a chance. And thank you for your time.
All righty. All right,
thank
take care.
You.